Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
The next big football story in New York. Like, you guys, no offense, Tiki, you guys are boring. All right?
I mean, we're done.
You're done.
We did it already.
We won
the offseason. Yay!
You have your quarterback. You have your head coach. You're putting together a coaching staff. Yes, you'll have an offseason. That'll be sort of interesting. But for the most part, the major lifting is done.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Jets offseason is just beginning because Aaron Glenn obviously is returning for year two. Frank Reich's the offensive coordinator, and they have to rebuild the quarterback room. I'd actually compare their offseason when it comes to the quarterback very similar to what you guys did last year where they completely rebuilt the room.
Right.
You guys added Jameis Winston, Russell Wilson, and drafted Jackson Dart. What are the Jets going to do? And there's a lot of names we will get to. The boys earlier were talking about Deshaun Watson. He is certainly a name we will discuss. We'll get to him later. But there's one name I want to start with because I haven't heard anybody bring him up. And this is real. This isn't me speculating. This isn't me making anything up. This is a real report from over the weekend. Ian Rappaport, who we trust, even when he's not kissing Adam Gase's ass. Yeah, Ian Rappaport's one of the more trusted reporters out there. Derek Carr is contemplating unretiring and returning to the NFL.
How old is Derek Carr?
34 years old.
So he's not done.
No.
If he's healthy, he's not washed. But it's been 2-3 years?
It was a year. Remember, he got injured with a torn labrum. And Derek Carr decided last May to retire after going through that labrum tear in his shoulder.
So he got hurt 2 seasons ago.
At MetLife versus the Giants.
And then he dealt with it all this season.
Correct.
Right.
And I think the thought was that Derek Carr, probably at this age, said, I don't know if I want to deal with this. It's a big rehab coming off an injury like this. So Derek Carr decided to retire. And according to sources, he took months off to rest, and his shoulder has responded incredibly well, leading Derek Carr, according to Ian Rappaport, to slowly begin rehabbing as the season unfolded. This was from last year, overcoming the injury. His shoulder is now improved to the point where he is throwing fully as part of his regular exercise routine.
Wow.
And teams have learned that Derek Carr currently has zero shoulder limitations.
Wow.
So the recovery of the shoulder, the age of only being 34, has led to Derek Carr seriously considering a comeback. Keep this in mind. The New Orleans Saints still own his rights.
Right. But they're ready to move on from him. Tyler Shuck was good enough as a rookie. They don't need him.
Clearly.
I'm surprised they don't just release him and just say good luck to you.
That would probably be the right thing to do. Like, hey, you know what, Derek? We're not going to sit here and hold you hostage. If a team's interested, sign with whoever you want. Otherwise, they could trade for him and try to get back a fourth-round pick, a fifth-round pick, a third-round pick, really kind of measuring the desperation of teams. But I think it would be the right thing to do to release him. So, based on all this, Derek Carr's available. Would you want him for the New York Jets?
I mean, only as a bridge. I don't see Derek Carr as being someone who you're going to wrap your immediate future around. I'm not talking, you know, a year. I'm talking 2 or 3 years, because how long until you find your quarterback? You're not getting it in the draft this year unless Malik Willis decides to come to the New York Jets, which is unlikely, even though, because there's been no noise about that. He can choose wherever he wants to go, and there's probably better places that he believes that he can find someplace and have success. Who else is there? So the only thing that Derek Carr does for me as an independent football observer for the Jets is just a bridge, a guy that can competently start for a year.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Yeah, I think he definitely on the surface feels like a bridge. I think he's far different than a guy like Kirk Cousins because, I think Derek Carr is better. I think you'd agree with that,
yeah.
Right? Over the course of his career?
Yeah.
He's been a better, more consistent quarterback in his NFL career?
I think so. You know, honestly, they're the same to me.
You think they're the same?
In my head, I feel like they're the same.
Yeah.
Because they've had successes. Kirk Cousins had some success in Washington and then Minnesota. But then there were this ceiling that he was always hitting. Derek Carr kind of felt the same, except for the one year where he almost, took them, into the playoffs, and we felt like Derek Carr is the next coming. But they're the same to me.
Well, here's the difference. So I thought early in Derek Carr's career, he had a chance to win an MVP. In 2016, he looked like an MVP candidate, right. And then he got hurt. And it felt like after his injury, while he was still good with the Raiders, he was never the same. Mm-hmm. And then you've got just the Raider factor. Right. I mean, we talk so much about Sam Darnold and the Jets and how the Jets sort of didn't help him develop. I think the Raiders certainly didn't help to his development. He finally leaves the Vegas Raiders and goes to the Saints in 23. And if you look at his performance in New Orleans, it wasn't half bad.
No, it was pretty damn good.
Like, it was actually pretty good.
Almost 4,000 yards, 25 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. And that was in 23.
Right. And even in 24, prior to his injury, he was having a pretty good year.
Yeah.
The Saints were 5-5, so they were sort of in it. 15 touchdown passes, 5 interceptions. He was playing some of his best football.
Right. I'll put it this way. He aged better than Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
As Kirk Cousins got older into his mid-30s, it was, you're a turnover machine. You're constantly hurt. I don't trust you for more than maybe a game.
Right.
You're a backup, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Derek Carr, as he aged, even though he's not old, it was more, I'm still getting better.
Well, and that's the other aspect. You talk about age, and this is the other reason why when you bring up Kirk Cousins, I get repulsed.
Mm-hmm.
But talking about Derek Carr to me is a very different discussion. He's 2.5 years younger.
Yeah.
And that matters.
Right.
And also sitting out that year that he just did is a major, major positive. Plus, if you're going to come back, there's a motivation. And it's more than just a paycheck. Like, if you're coming back, there's a, I still got something. So I'm intrigued by Derek Carr. And while I would agree overall that defining him as a bridge is probably the most accurate description, here's what also intrigues me about Derek Carr at 34 years old, though he'll be 35 at the start of the season. I think he could give you 3, 4, maybe even 5 decent seasons.
Mm.
I think it's more than a bridge of a year.
Yeah.
I think Derek Carr could actually give you 3, 4, 5 seasons of pretty good quarterback.
He's been so removed from my mind for some reason, though. And I think it's because I forgot how long he was in. I was Las Vegas, but obviously he started in Oakland. So it was Oakland and Las Vegas. And it felt like he hit a wall and he got hurt, career over.
Yeah.
And you don't see him for a year and a half. You just forget about him. And so taking a year and a half off, while I think for physical and mental health reasons is good, it's also a year and a half off. Like, the game has evolved and changed a little bit around him.
Yeah, so, but how much has it changed?
I'm just saying, the things you have to do as a quarterback now, you have to be mobile. You have to be able to, make these very quick decisions. You have to be the accuracy because of how defenses are so confusing. We saw it in the Seattle win at the Super Bowl. So is he ready to get back into that? And I don't know if he can do it. So it's intriguing, but I don't know if it's the solution. But at this point with the Jets, what other options are there?
Look,
dude?
That's the point here. Mm-hmm. Like, when we talk about this quarterback decision that the Jets are going to make probably in the next month plus, at first in free agency and then in the draft with some young quarterback that they bring in, there's no easy answer. Like, this isn't 3 years ago when it was Aaron Rodgers. And by the way, what's funny is the debate along with Aaron Rodgers was Derek Carr.
Like, he was the other guy that we were talking about. And I was pro Aaron Rodgers, I admit that. And it wasn't because I didn't like Derek Carr.
Right.
It was because I liked Aaron Rodgers more. It's because
he was an MVP. He was coming off an MVP season. Yeah. Of course you would.
So it wasn't an anti-Derek Carr feeling more than it was, I think there's more of an upside with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
But you're right. There's no easy answer.
Famous now, last thoughts.
Right. But here's the other aspect of Carr that we have to factor in. Courtney Ian Rappaport, he is plotting a comeback. Cool. We got that information. Now you look at the teams that need quarterbacks. Derek Carr, less than a month ago on his podcast, was very outspoken about his love for Clint Kubiak. Now, Clint Kubiak, of course, coached him in New Orleans. He was the offensive coordinator in 2024 before his injury. So they had a level of success, and then Derek Carr went out of his way. He did not need to actively talk about how Clint Kubiak is a great head coaching candidate.
Hmm.
I totally forgot because my memory is hurt. Where is Clint Kubiak now?
He's with the Raiders.
Now,
after winning a Super Bowl with the Seahawks.
Now, again, my memory is really hurting me. Where did Derek Carr begin his career?
With the Raiders.
Where did Derek Carr get emotional about the unceremoniously cutting of him?
The Raiders.
Where would Derek Carr like to probably finish his story?
The New York Jets. The Raiders.
The Raiders.
Right.
So if the Raiders are thinking to themselves and Clint Kubiak is thinking, you know what? My boy's coming out of retirement. I had a very good 10-game run with him a year ago or 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
I think he's healthy. Would the Raiders consider bringing back Derek Carr and trading the number one overall pick?
Well, the problem is, this doesn't help the Jets.
That helps the Jets.
So you're going to trade the number one overall pick. It's going to be somebody else who needs a quarterback, Cleveland or whoever.
No, my team.
You're going to trade up a spot?
Yes.
To get Fernando Mendoza when they're not even taking Fernando Mendoza?
Yeah, because you can't take any chances because someone else will. Yeah, first of all, I have no issue, and I think most Jet fans would not have an issue trading up from 2-1. Obviously, the cost is another discussion,
right,
which we can get into.
But it's not an issue.
It's not an issue for me. I'm the million-dollar man.
Right.
I can get whatever the hell they want.
Right.
Now, am I willing to go deep into the 27 draft? Maybe not, but that's not even the point. I can if I want to. But if the Raiders decide and Clint Kubiak decides and Tom Brady decides, wow, I got Derek Carr sitting in my lap, I don't have to develop him, that's the other way Derek Carr's on retirement can really benefit the Jets.
Hmm.
Could they go that route?
I mean, it just seems complex and complicated simply because Derek Carr now has options if the Saints release him. And I think they will. I think they'll do right by him because they have no axe to grind for Derek Carr. And so if he can prove that he's healthy and he's right, because by the way, that's the other side of this. He says that he's healthy and he's right, but he's still going to have to go through all the requisite physicals. He's going to have to go visit some of these teams and do a workout just so they know that he's not actually just lip servicing his health. So assuming that all happens, there's a lot of teams that need a quarterback.
Oh, no doubt.
And so even if it's just a backup quarterback or someone to compete for the job with a young player. So it feels convenient for the Jets. It also feels complicated for the Jets.
Well, is it complicated for him to go back to the Raiders and then decide to say,
I think the Raiders are ready to move on to the next iteration of their existence.
But in fairness, I listened to Derek Carr's podcast. He has one with his brother, David Carr, former Giant.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to a lot of things
he
said.
Car to Car?
It's called
The Barbershop.
I forgot what it's called, actually. Homegrown. That's what it's called.
Homegrown.
Fact check me on that. I think it's called Homegrown. And one of the things he said about the Raiders, I may have brought this up on the air a couple weeks ago, is he said, I don't think they're ready for a young quarterback. I think they're better off building the offensive line, adding more talent. If he feels that way and he can get Tom Brady and Clint Kubiak to feel that way, then making a trade with the Jets or Cleveland in which they load up on picks, build up their offensive line, add to the wide receiver room, and add the veteran ready-made quarterback, that's exactly what he described.
Yeah, but
maybe when he
was
said
he
that,
not self-serving?
Mm-hmm. No.
Was he not positioning so that he could be? Wasn't he Rex Ryan this?
Maybe.
Rex Ryan on his show. Hey, you know, the whoever should do this. Or they could hire me. Jets. It was the Jets last year.
He was Dick Cheney-ing the vice president situation?
100%.
What are we doing here?
What?
They're not trading the number one pick for Fernando Mendoza to bring the corpse of Derek Carr back.
Right, and if they do get Derek Carr, they'll probably just draft Fernando Mendoza as well.
This is my next point. This is where the Jets come in. Are the Jets such an unappealing destination that Derek Carr would rather go finish his story being the mentor to Fernando Mendoza in a Raider uniform than just flat out start in what potentially could be a bad year in the Jets just for the sake of being a starter again? That's the Jets.
So you're skeptical that Derek Carr would even want to come here?
I'm if he really loves the Raiders and loves Clint Kubiak, I'm skeptical that he would even come here rather than just go back to the Raiders and be Fernando Mendoza's kind of liaison.
I'm glad you said that, because what if I told you, I listen to Derek Carr's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I am studying Derek Carr. What if I told you he wants to be a New York Jet?
How do you know that?
How do I know?
How do you extrapolate that from whatever he said to his brother,
David? How do I know that Derek Carr wants to be a New York Jet? It's a very good question.
Yeah.
Because he said it.
He said, I want to be a Jet.
You know what? You hang right here. When we come back, I will play you. And this is not AI. This is just flat out Derek Carr talking about his love for the Jets.
For the Jets?
His love for me? Yes, that's right, me. His love for Craig? And his love for Aaron Glenn. Derek Carr, according to Ian Rappaport, is coming out of retirement. And according to Ian Rappaport, he wants to go to a perfect situation. Doesn't sound like the Jets, does it?
That does not sound like the Jets at all.
Okay. When we come back, I will prove to you Derek Carr wants the New York Jets.
What?